Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
British Open canceled for the first time since World War II. A Masters now set for November, and possibly the return of golf in June. For more on that, Ryan Burr. Remember him from FSN Pittsburgh, now with the Golf Channel. Ryan, would you care to weigh in? Feel free on the Jameis Winston to the Steelers discussion. Any thoughts there?
Well, I think the Steelers missed the boat on probably Winston and many others when they overpaid for Bud Dupree. Looking back on it, hindsight 2020, they overpaid for Dupree, which is limited from doing anything really this offseason. So they have no money. They probably could have done Winston on the cheap and several other areas, but when they gave Dupree so much with the franchise tag, it's really crippled them, I think, in free agency. So I think it all goes back to that. You could have done so many things that would have helped the team. Not only that, with Dupree on the one-year franchise, you're going to lose him anyways, which means it's going to have to be addressed in the draft anyways. I just think that's where the mistake was made.
So Ryan Burr's not a big Derek Watt, pay big money to a fullback guy, huh?
special teamers. It goes back to Dupree. It was a mistake. Plus, this is a guy that played 1 year. There's no guarantees, and he's just crippled everything. The other thing with Winston, I see the campaign you're on, but the other issue I have is I'm of the camp that Ben is going to come back and play productive football.
So am I.
Now you're asking Winston to wait 2 years before he can play. Is that really realistic?
Ryan, I'm still going to put you on our ever-expanding, I think it's now the size of a cruise liner with some of the people that we have on our side on this Jameis Winston thing. I'm still going to put you on the boat. It's not a bandwagon this time, it's a boat. I know that you're throwing a little caveat in there, but maybe Jameis will be humbled by the fact that I think when you count pick sixes, he actually threw 40 touchdowns last season.
Exactly.
I am a golfer. Andrew is trying to get into it, Ryan. I am suffering here because I can't. I don't even want to go out and practice because it'll make me think of playing real golf. But now we're getting news that golf is going to come back, and it's going to start with the Memorial, or it's projected to start with the Memorial Tournament in suburban Columbus on Father's Day weekend. So what can you tell us about the sport, the PGA Tour's basic plans here, and what do you think of them?
Right. Well, I'm actually on the golf course right now. So I can tell you that in my state, it's probably more popular than it's ever been. The golf courses are doing everything they can to maintain the social distancing. The rakes are gone. The pins are set so you don't have to reach in the hole, et cetera. One cart per person. Probably playing more golf than ever because we're all home from work. I can tell you that I think golf could probably be played earlier than June because they could certainly guarantee safety of every player. The first step, obviously, would be no fans. The second step would be we promise that no one will come within 6 feet of each other. You can actually promise that. I mean, you can make sure that doesn't happen. From a television standpoint, the towers are 40 feet in the air, so the cameramen would be 40 feet in the air. I think you give every player their own cart, and the caddy just walks behind, gets the distance, et cetera. The issue the tour is going to have is the transportation. Everyone is obviously all over the world, and right now travel is what we're all kind of staying away from. So I think June's realistic, as you guys talked about. I think the fall is set up for – we're all suffering right now, suffering mm-hmm. big time with our lack of sports. But the reality is we're going to have a college football – NFL football, Masters weekend, maybe throw in a little MLB late World Series. We could be looking, and, you know, I understand people are suffering right now, so I'm trying not to be unsympathetic. I'm certainly sympathetic to the pandemic right now, but I also think it's okay to look ahead and say, you know what, September, October, November, we have hope that it's going to be the greatest sports fall in the history of our country.
Ryan Burr, Golf Channel, FSN Pittsburgh back in the day, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. The thing about the cart is interesting, Ryan, because for so many golf purists, that has been a hang-up over the years. Like when John Daly got into a cart for, what major was that? Like that just had people's head exploding.
That was the PGA Championship. I get that, but if we're talking about... If people have a hang up with the caddy, which, okay, they would have to be potentially 6 feet, if it was the social distancing thing that we're still worried about with golf. Now, I think by the time they play, that will be relaxed and you won't have the cart. I'm just saying if 3 weeks from now you wanted to bring golf back, you know, it has something that certainly the NBA or NFL or any other sport doesn't have. It has the ability to guarantee, Pony, that they can social distance. It can be 100% free of someone coming within 6 feet of you. You can guarantee that. And I'm saying if you wanted to make it 100% foolproof, obviously you could put the players in the cart so the caddy was – mandatory 6 feet away from the player, and I think you could just 100% guarantee for as long as that needed to be played that golf could return earlier than any other sport once they solve the problem of certainly getting the players to the same spot.
Ryan, I'm curious because we've talked to other, you know, analysts in other sports about the idea of you know, the four major team sports in this country playing games in empty stadiums or arenas. And we talked to Jameson Taillon of the Pirates about the idea of that, and he said it's absolutely weird if you don't have the buzz of the crowd around. It would be strange for guys. Do you think it would be strange for golfers to be playing with nobody there watching, cheering big shots? I know it's obviously silence while guys are getting ready to hit and hitting their shots, but then there's usually applause for great shots. Do you think that would mess with players?
Well, it's funny. When Tiger Woods is in the field, most of the guys play without an audience anyways because everyone's following Tiger. So from that perspective, they'd feel right at home. To your point, silence is a big part of golf to begin with. So if anything, and the other aspect of it, I think guys need to get over that. The reality is 99% of their life spent in practice or there haven't been crowds. I understand the emotion you get from the crowd, but I think guys get in the zone and so many of them say that they're able to tune out what's going on outside the lines anyways. I don't think it would be great. I don't think it's ideal, but I think if we can have television back, certainly with live sports, and if that's the sacrifice we need to make, no fans initially, I think everyone would sign up for that today, to be able to have something live to watch. I think it'd be a big part of our healing process.
Ryan Burr, Golf Channel, with us here on The Fan. Ryan, your network, more than any other major, is tied in with the Open Championship, with the British Open, and that got outright canceled today. And I was hoping you could clear something up for us a little bit. We're getting secondhand information that there was like an insurance policy that they were able to cash in. I mean, Is that the end all be all with that story, that they just ended up getting paid in full? So why even risk having a tournament? What can you do to shed some light on why the British Open is canceled and not postponed?
I think that's fake news. I have heard that as well, but I'm told that ultimately they're not even convinced that this is going to fall under that insurance bracket. I think at the end of the day, because certainly the UK is dealing with this even more significantly than the U.S., you throw in the fact that it is a super long flight for the 100% of the field because they would be playing the other majors in the States. And then you also come into combination of trying to find a date. They can't play really past October. And I think ultimately it came down to the fact that it just became an impossibility. If you really think about it, how many guys would have been really wanting to get on that flight, which to begin with, how many guys would have just flat skipped it? As condensed as the season is going to be with the Masters, the U.S. Open, the Ryder Cup, the FedEx Cup, how many guys just would have said, you know what, I'm skipping the seven-hour flight on a commercial airline. And that's the other thing you got to remember. All these guys fly commercial to the Open because, you know, that's just how they do it compared to when they're playing in the United States. Most of them fly private. It just, I think it was a situation where they felt, the RNA, that the best thing to do was move it to next year. The 150th will still be at St. Andrews the following year. I've heard about that insurance policy too, but I've been told inside that that's fake news.
Ryan, I've got a question that a lot of local golfers are going to be interested in hearing what you have to say about. New York, West Virginia, Ohio, to my knowledge, all still permitting golf at courses in those states. So obviously people are going over the state line here to play some courses that are within like 45 minutes of downtown Pittsburgh. And I'm curious, you said you're on the golf course right now. What kind of, and you've talked to course owners, what kind of precautions have they had to take? How difficult, just from a logistics standpoint on the courses side, has it been to make golf available and make golf as safe as possible in this current climate that we're in?
Every one of them that I've played have all done the same thing, and that is to, in my mind, 100% guarantee safety. You can see the carts being disinfected before every single person goes in. As I said, the rakes are gone, so there's not a situation where someone's picking up a rake and a sand trap that someone else had touched. They're just gone. I mean, the reality is, you could get a really bad break and a footstep, or you could just play COVID-19 rules and move your ball to a safe spot in the bunker where you're not in someone's footstep. What every course I've also seen is you think of a swim noodle from a swimming pool, those noodles that people float around on. Those have all been cut up and put the flag stick kind of goes around that. This is every course I've played, guys. And when the ball goes in, it's about a half an inch. So the ball kind of just sits at the top where you don't have to reach into the hole and per se touch the hole where someone else could have touched. I mean, these are major precautions. You think of what the likelihood is that the disease could be passed on from being inside the hole, but they've even eliminated that risk. Now, certainly these golf courses can't make sure that you're 6 feet. So I guess that's the one spot that they – I know it's only one person per cart, but I guess if you wanted to walk on the putting green, theoretically you could have two people that were within 6 feet of each other. So that's the only part of it. But certainly if people are just self, you know, conscious of what's going on and stay away from someone, you're outside. I think from you know, a flag stick and the rake standpoint, they've been able to make sure that doesn't happen.
Ryan Berg, Golf Channel. Ryan, I think it was Golf, one of the golf magazines had this story of the U.S. Open possibly getting moved to Oakmont this year out of Westchester County, out of New York. Was that another fake news story in your opinion? I mean, I would think you probably had a little extra interest in that because of your Pittsburgh ties. Did that get anywhere? Was that just something that got thrown out there, or was there actually some truth to that report?
Yeah, I was rooting for that. That was really discussed in basically the conversation was what five places, if necessary, are U.S. Open ready within 10 days' notice. And the first, of course, that comes to mind is Oakmont. The second was Torrey Pines, just from a weather, depending on how far back they had to push it. And I guess basically what it came down to was the folks at the USGA basically said, well, if we're going to play at Oakmont, the weather's going to be okay at Wingfoot. Now, certainly, they've pushed it back now to the point where they think when it's all said and done, New York theoretically should be one of the, even though they've been just crushed by the pandemic, theirs is happening first, that they should be recovered first as well. You would think that first in, first out kind of thing. And I think that the ultimate decision they've made, it basically said now it's going to be played at Wingfoot, is that by October they feel confident that the country, especially that area of the country, is going to be out of this.
What does Ryan Burr want the Steelers to do in the draft?
Well, see, I go back. I just can't believe the Dupree thing. It's put the franchise on what they could have done. It really, I think, well, that's said and done. I would start with a nose tackle. I think in the division they play in, especially with the Ravens, we've seen in the past when you can't stop the run, it just causes so many problems. So I would start with the second round, replacing Hargrave with, if you're taking a nose tackle in the second round, you're probably getting one of the top three in the draft that can step in immediately and stop the run. So I would go there first. And by all means, I would pick up a running back at some point in 2, 3, 4, or 5, because I think with Snell, Connor, and then I'd like to see like a 4-2, 4-3 guy that you could bring in on third down. Samuels is not that guy.
No, he's not.
I would address that. I mean, Samuels, in all honesty, shouldn't be on the team next year.
I agree. Ryan Burr, check him out on Twitter, at Ryan Burr. Watch him on the Golf Channel. Sounds like golf could be the first major sport back. That's their plan, and we'll see if it happens. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, man. Stay safe.
All right, guys. Yep. Listen to the show every day. Good stuff.
Thank you. See ya. What'd I tell you, Chris? Boom. The last line out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.